Hello and welcome to the Watch What Crappens bonus episode. I'm Ben. That's Ronnie. How's it going, Ronnie? How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Hi. It's a very special day here today. This is a bonus. That's also a Crappens on Demand episode. You probably already know how that works because you're already here on the bonus episode. But we are doing a trailer breakdown for the new season of Below Deck Sailing Yacht, which starts up this month. Below Deck Sailing Yacht had a really amazing comeback season. The first season kind of sucked. Second season was like one of the best Below Deck seasons of all time. So, you know, we're really excited for it. Are you excited for it, Ronnie?
Yeah. I mean, we stopped. We didn't record. We didn't cover all of this most recent episode. What's wrong? I'm sorry. Season. Start over. Just start over. We didn't cover the most recent Below Deck season. I did watch the entire thing and was very glad we did not cover it, by the way. I thought that was a good decision. So I'm still a little like, does this need to be on every day of my life? But, you know, yeah. The last season was so fun and so good that I'm excited to see what they've got up their sleeves this season. I hope it's a good one. I'm rooting for them.
Yeah, someone's calling me from Utah. I wonder if it's Jen Shaw. I don't know. They'll have to go to voicemail. I am rooting for it too, because the one thing I do know is that Daisy, Gary, and Colin are back. So I think it'll be Daisy and Colin were great finds, and so I'm really hopeful that we get another great season. So we are here today with a trailer breakdown, and the reason why I mentioned Crappens on Demand, among many reasons, is that you can, if you're doing Crappens on Demand, you can actually watch the trailer along with us. So that way it's not just us describing, you can actually see what we're seeing. And I'm going to put the trailer on screen right now. Right now. There's just a screen of blackness. And we are going to start the process right now. Here we go.
All crew, I'm gonna start getting ready to get sails up.
When you go sailing,
ooh, Menorca. This is the gay version of Majorca. This is where you know where I want to go? I don't want to go to Majorca. I want to go to Menorca. Yes.
Yeah, it's men and whales. I like it. It's like big men. It's like a fat guy version of Below Deck, which I'm totally into. My friend J-Mo goes on this fat gay cruise every year, and I've just always wanted to go because it looks so fun, and it's the pictures from it are just so different and funny. Like, it cracks me up. And so that's what this is to me. It's like big men gayness
at Menorca. Okay.
You never really know what the conditions are going to be like. If it were easy, everybody would be doing it. She's cranked over. Look at her.
Oh, wow. Look at this.
It's on a tilt.
Oh, look, it's tilt.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you know, we're starting with the good old, it's like Below Deck, but tilted. It's sideways, guys.
You know, every season, they always, no pun intended, they really lean into the sideways part. Every trailer is always like, look, the yacht's on its side. But I feel like they're really fulfilling the promise of a sideways Below Deck right at the get-go here, because we have a group of women and their table just falls over. And I'm like, this is what I've been waiting for. Things falling over, and not just baking sheets falling out of cupboards. I want to see tables fully falling over on guests.
But it's also so bravo to be like, let's do a tilted boat show, but then have furniture that falls over with glasses on it. Like, you're on a sailboat. Why is that table even there? What, did they have that in their luggage? That should not be like that. It needs to be bolted down to the ground.
Importantly, it's not just the table. There's actually, this guy falls over too. Look at him. He's like in a director's chair, and he just goes down. Okay, this is happy. I want everyone falling down on this show at all times. And look at that. Their nice little sushi platter.
This is also just such kind of a low budget version of Below Deck. Like, what is that table? What are these chairs that they're sitting on? Are they at Target. A football game? Like, are they at a kid's soccer game where you just pull the folding chairs out of the trunk? Like, what is this?
And you know what I love? This lady over here, she is having a great day. She has the biggest smile on her face. She's looking at something. They're all smiling. They're like, you know what? Nothing could go wrong. And in 1 second, I'm just going to reach over and grab another bite of my sushi, which surely will still be there in the second that I reach over. And then she looks, and then it's like, nope. Goodbye. You didn't get your sushi fast enough.
She also could have stopped that table with that foot she's got crossed, but was like, nope, fuck them.
Oh. And I just saw, I went forward one frame and I saw another classic Below Deck Sailing feature, the drawers that open up. Here we go.
Scoot on your booty. Oh my God.
Oh, we actually.
We're underwater.
This season, they're like more unstable furniture than ever before.
I know. This season called, in case you didn't get it, this is the one where things fly around. Like, they're really leaning into this.
They're like, okay, this season, remove all the magnets and the latches from the cupboards. We want everything falling out every single episode.
Got it, guys. We got it. Okay.
Grease up the teak. We want people sliding. We want trays flopping around. We want napkin rolls rolling. Everything.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm really excited for this season. I'm excited to have some new faces, some familiar faces.
Okay. So we've seen a lot of people here in the last few seconds.
This is also that was such a Gary moment of like, everything's flying around. What's Gary doing? Grabbing his wiener. Like, what else would Gary be doing? Like, immediately grabs his wiener. Okay. Like,
yeah. He's grabbing the wiener. And you know, the thing is that like, did they not realize that they were going sideways? Look at all the stuff that they just left out on the counter here. And this cereal box, by the way. The award for most stable cereal box during a tilting yacht scene is this box. Everything is literally falling over, and this box is standing up straight without a care in the world. Well done, cornflakes.
They're not prepared for that. Like, how are they not prepared? Look at everything on that count. The only thing prepared for this episode or this season is the paper towel rack. That's like the only thing.
Yeah, which needs to be refilled, by the way.
Yeah, Gary has aged 50 years, by the way.
He is trying to hide his boner. He's like, thank God this boat is flipping over because I've got a boner. I've got to hide it.
I got a boner every time, I'm telling you. Tilting gets me off. What can I say?
And no one told this girl that this boat would be on its side. Look at her. She has the look of someone who said, wait a second. Why isn't anyone alarmed that we're about to capsize? And I was like, oh, yeah, we forgot to tell you. The ceiling yet.
That girl, meanwhile, yeah, that girl's like a hockey goalie. Like, I don't know what show she's in. She's just like crouched, waiting for the puck.
And then this girl, I mean, they're all just, this is everything that fell over. We got a cutting board. We got a frying pan. We got some, like maybe a box of Ziploc bags. And then just a generic piece of plastic.
Still knives, just, you know, hanging out on tables.
Yeah, big knife. And is this a pepper of some sort?
I don't know. It's Menorca. I'm telling you that. Oh, that's something from Menorca. All right. This is local from Menorca.
This is a big ass pepper right here. And you're right. The knife is just there, unsecured. All right. So this is a very unprofessionally run yacht.
Maritime law is not anywhere in the vicinity of this yacht. I'll tell you that.
Definitely not. So we're seeing at least two new faces here. They're like, okay, we no longer have JB or JP, so we have someone who's sort of like vaguely JP-ish, but like a little bit more handsome.
I don't remember JP. Sorry.
JL.
Danny and JL, weren't they from Below Deck Mediterranean?
No, they're a sailing yacht.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, they're busy. Well, she's busy. He's busy not paying things. I think actually I would have preferred seeing him with the job this year. Actually, yeah. She needs it just for her sake.
She does. This girl right here is giving me like, I went to Vassar and I thought I was going on a writer's retreat because I'm going to work on my book of poetry, but I accidentally wound up on a reality show about sailing and I don't know what to do with myself.
She does look too intelligent to be here. I don't know what it is. I think it's that her eyebrows are so well-groomed, but they're not, like, crazy groomed. Because you know how people, like, get their eyebrows like this now? They get them, like, arched up like this. She's like, I mm-hmm. will do that style, but tastefully. So she's yeah. already too smart to be on Bravo.
Yeah, she's already, like, trying to suppress her rage that the guy she's sitting next to has never heard of Emily Dickinson before.
Oh my God. The guy she's sitting next to has the octopus. Look what he has. He has a three-arm octopus tattoo.
Oh God.
Wait a minute. That's our band. It's Trixie yeah. Monocle and Three-Arm Octopus. So yeah, I'm so right. far, you know what? I like you. I like your taste in music, sir. Yeah, I like your hot. Taste in fictional music.
Yeah, yeah, he's pretty hot. And look at the way he puckers his lips. Okay, I'm gonna press play.
Some new faces, some familiar faces.
The thing about yachting that makes it difficult is not the guests.
Okay, so this girl is, I'm concerned about her because she looks so sweet and so cute, but then she gets knocked over by a mattress.
Well, they fuck with them on this show. Like, what are they asking her to do right now? It's a pull-out bed. Does she have to sleep on the pull-out bed? And why are they tilting the boat whilst they're asking her to do the pull-out bed?
I feel like she's trying to turn the mattress into a costume, and then it worked against her. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, okay, well, for tonight, the guests have requested that everyone dresses up in a mattress. And she's like, okay, I'm going to try.
Yeah, this show's run out of theme parties. They're like, we're doing a mattress theme. Right, everybody? Yeah.
Oh, she really, I mean, she does struggle a little bit with gravity. Here we have a shot of her just falling right into the hot tub. And no, and everyone's so used to it that they're not even reacting to it.
And LOL at the girl we said was too smart to be here wearing a sweatshirt in the hot tub. She's like, I'll put my knees in, but that's it. Otherwise, I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
Thank that's you. How San Diego State. Like, she went to Vassar. It's like, San Diego State, bitches. She's so intelligent, guys. Well, not, well, listen, not
San Diego State is the Vassar of San Diego.
Okay.
Living on a boat. Oh.
this girl, we're still on this girl. What was her name again? Gabriella or something like that?
Yeah.
So we've seen her fall over from, get knocked over by a mattress. We see her fall into a hot tub. And now we have a shot of just her getting whipped in the face with a tablecloth.
Yeah. It reminds her. Me, it's like, I want to be in the mattress episode. It's like, damn it.
Remember, there once was this show. Do you remember that show, Amazing Stories? That
was on NBC. Yeah, they tried to redo it. Didn't work out so great. But thanks for trying Apple TV.
Yeah. Well, I remember there was an episode where, like, there was some sort of like electric storm or whatever. And it was in high school, like the jock and the dorky girl became like magnetically charged. And like everything metal was sticking to them. And that's my long way of saying that that's what this reminds me of. Okay.
It's the f***ing elements.
Do you gotta give someone a hurricane?
Yeah! I think I look fab. I kind of look like my grandma though.
Somebody.
Okay, so that's Kelsey. Maybe Kelsey was the one in the San Diego State shirt.
Oh, no. Why are you testing Kelsey?
Well, I don't know. Well,
first of all, what's wrong with San Diego State?
Nothing is wrong with it. I'm just saying that my hot take on the original girl was that she looked a lot like she was in Vassar. And I like when my takes come true. So the fact that she was not she was wearing San Diego State, I felt like it was like ruining my whole Vassar story that I was building.
So Kelsey is a little like Aisha's sister. If Aisha had like a sister, she looks kind of like her. And they're having a wacky wig party, guys. And so she's doing that. I mean, she seems pretty normal.
She seems normal. So far. Yeah. So far.
My grandma, though.
Somebody hold a dad bod.
Yes. Okay. So we've got a little beefcake. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and we got. Yeah.
I love a beefcake and some boxer briefs with some terrible cursive tattooing on his chest.
This is Tom Parsifal Tom. 3. Yeah, Tom is like a very corn-fed looking guy. He's sort of there's a generic quality to him. He's sort of like,
I love it. I love a generic. I love it. I love a cheese pizza, you know, like a cheese, just a plain. I don't need toppings on anything. I just, that's it. That's the topping I need. right?
Well, guess
there.
What? He has a little bit of a topping on this one. He's a little frosting on his nipple that
guy's licking off. Yes, Tom.
Tom is getting some nipple action. That looks like it might have been the guy who fell over in the chair too. So a lot of callbacks.
Tom's like, wait a second.
Although that frosting on his nipple just looks like his nipple is like oddly infected.
Well, it does, yeah. It's like a nipple sty.
So he's getting this nip.
I'm getting f***ed up today.
Okay, this is the Vassar girl. Okay, so my entire Vassar storyline, my entire Vassar take is wrong. We have to just, I just have to mourn the Vassarness of it all. This is the Vassar girl. She's just drinking. It's Ashley, and she's just drinking Don Julio straight from the bottle.
Yeah, it's a lot of Don Julio shots. Now, this shot in particular is terrifying because look at what's next to them. It's like it's like toxic cleaning chemicals, and she's taking shots. I wouldn't trust anybody on this boat to not get that confused with the actual tequila. This could be a Heather's moment.
I 100% agree. I 100% agree.
You're chugging it.
So basically so we have one girl who's the girl who falls over. We have one girl who wore a wig. And then we have Vassar girl who basically is the one who has the drinking problem.
And we also have both a woman and a man with cursive chest tattoos, which I don't know if that's like a sailing thing where it's like you write something on your boob. But this girl is fancy, the Vassar girl, because she's chugging from a bottle, but her pinky is lifted. And that's very fancy.
You're right. And it's a fancy bottle. What does it say? It says 1942. Very fancy.
1942. It's a very fancy bottle of tequila. Don Julio.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe she is from Vassar. Listen, you can go to Vassar and still be an alcoholic, okay? I'm going to make Vassar happen.
Those dang courses, I'm going to blow their mind. I'm not going to eat that because that's gross.
That's Marcos, the chef.
Marcos is the guy with the three-arm octopus tattoo, and it turns out he's the chef. And, you know, I love octopus. I eat it. But I don't know that I want an octopus-leading chef. I don't want a chef that leads with octopus. You know what I mean?
I don't mind a chef leading with octopus. What I don't like is, again, we just discussed this on our summer house recap. I don't like when chefs tattoo their favorite ingredient on themselves and then think it's like a novel, like they're so novel for coming up with that. Like that drives me nuts.
Right. Like, where's the flower? You know what I mean? Where's that tattoo? Also don't love a KitchenAid mixer, stand mixer right behind you on a boat that tilts. Like that's dangerous. I mean, the other things, the other kitchen utensils, those could be dangerous. A KitchenAid could kill somebody, sir.
Also, thanks for stacking your sugars in your OXO containers. I'm sure that won't be a problem when they fall off the counter and spill sugar everywhere, and then the deckhands have to come clean that up. Thanks a lot, Marcos. Secure your OXO. Also, we see a clip of, I believe that is that girl, Emily. What was her name? Emily Rose?
Yes, that is her, isn't it?
I think her lips may have been done, but she's the one who's like, I'm having so much fun on this yacht.
Yeah, with the crazy mom from Real Housewives of Dallas. This is her, right?
And from Married to Medicine Houston, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay, so then the chef has just said something like, the food I make is going to be the most amazing food anybody ever eats. And then Emily Rose's guy's like, that is disgusting. I will not touch that.
Yeah.
Because that's gross. I've gotten better food at the ballpark.
Okay. Well, I already hate that guy, whoever he is. His fake Tommy, what's his face?
That guy's disgusting and his terrible, like, over-the-ear cut, like his rug or whatever with his terrible hat. And put on a shirt, please. Thank you.
Yeah, stop dressing like a paparazzi on vacation, okay?
At the ballpark.
I am the most fabulous cheese cheese that has ever walked this earth.
It's none other than Daisy, and she's doing like an Irish jig, like the Irish like dance. I don't know what the Irish dance has. It has a name, but like the river dance kind of thing. She's doing that, and then there's Gary in good old Gary bearing his butt.
Gary,
I'm funny. I'm charismatic. I do enjoy long walks on the beach.
I do enjoy a little bit of drama here and there. It keeps me entertained.
Bless Colin's heart.
Colin, the shit stirrer of this show. Love it. Colin's the one who's like, do you want to kiss her? Do you want to kiss him? Do you want to kiss her? Do you want to kiss him?
Look, there's your boy. And he's reached the end of his chip bag. So he's doing that thing where you have to gather like five tiny little Doritos to get a full Dorito experience.
I'm totally into this guy. Oh, and the double gold, the double gold chains over the shirt. Yes. Yes, sir. Yeah. I love it. It's pure class.
Yeah, very exciting.
Now these other chicks are going to go for you because you're f***ing 20 years younger than them.
None of the girls.
I want to make sure the guest experience is the best we can give.
Gary's striptease. He was like a chicken having a fit.
Uh-oh. He's like a chicken having a fit.
I'm a chicken having a fit. What you doing with a chicken?
Okay, so people getting married. What else did we see there?
There was just, let's see, what did we see? There was someone getting married. There's like a striptease, just a striptease and Gary doing a lap dance. And it looks like someone's about to do a rope swing and crashing into a pole. Oh. So Pam, lady name, I'm assuming her name is Pam. She thought she would do the rope swing and she jumped off the rope swing and belly flopped right into the ocean.
Wow. Basically like a KitchenAid in this kitchen. we
be careful.
We also got Vassar giving a very eloquent well, you know, like if you're going out with someone older and then they're going out with someone younger, then the younger is gonna like you because you're older, but then the older person's gonna like you because you're younger.
She's really working against every aspect of my Vassar theory. Really.
For you because you're 20 years younger than them.
None of the girls.
I want to make sure the guests.
So yeah, so we see them.
Best we can give.
Now we're gonna watch the striptease again, and then we're gonna watch. I'm happy. I just want to see this lady. Yeah, there we go. More falling.
Now's the falling. The falling segment.
It's not only the falling segment, but also another thing is that this is the most falling downy staircase in all the below decks. Remember last year when Allie fell down in this?
Yes.
So now we have, looks like that's Marcos going down the stairs. Well, look, it's all wet. Look how wet that staircase is.
Yeah, it's wet. Well, first we get Gabriella falling in the bedroom. Then we get Marcos falling down the stairs.
To be fair, by the way, Gabriella also just falls in general. We also have a guest who falls over. Gabriella.
Okay, rewind.
Jesus. Jesus.
That was bad. That was a bad fall. That was a face first off the second bunk fall.
The amount of falling on this show is really okay. Which fall do you want me to go to?
In the bedroom. Here, wait, this next one. Okay. I think it's this next. Wait, it's after this one. Okay, Colin. So Colin is in bed, so he's falling off the top bunk, and Colin is in the top bunk with, who is that?
No, so Gary is in the bunk with a girl. No, but
Gary is in the bunk with a girl, sorry.
Gary is, but look at this, though. So the way the shot starts, it looks like Colin is attempting to get up there, he's getting leveraged by grabbing Gary's junk and trying to pull himself up. And
Gary's also grabbing his junk. This all revolves around Gary's wiener, always.
But poor Colin can't join the threesome. It's very Colin. Just rejected. It's like, oh, we're having a scene that's interesting. You got to get out of here.
Yeah, because Gary's pants are undone. Ooh, who's Gary getting with?
I don't know, but Colin, just seeing Colin just grabbing onto his dick to stay up there, and then I think actually the girl pushes him away. Look, the girl's like, get out.
Oh, that's funny.
And then this girl, this is Vassar. Watch Vassar. Vassar leans over. Oh my God.
Ouch.
How did they even get this camera angle? How did
her face slides down the doorway over the handle? Over the door handle and face first onto the ground.
Ooh, and so no, but actually, so she starts up on the top bunk. She starts on the top bunk, and then she falls forward, and then her legs, her bottom half of her body winds up on the bottom bunk, but the rest of her winds up on the floor. Ugh,
that's painful.
That's a good one. That's a great
Okay.
Call from Vassar Girl.
Yikes. Okay.
Oh my God, Mom! I hope you didn't ruin my phone.
No. I think that was Cindy. That was Cindy from Married to Medicine Houston, also doing one last
crack ball.
Ma'am.
Now, I feel I was the cause of a lot of drama last season. I'm not going to have sex with the first chick that throws herself at me. Gary's new leaf has been turned, girl.
Oh, Gary's doing the Gary 2.0, the old Bravo fuckboy standby storyline.
It's classic.
I'm not going to fuck the first girl who throws herself at me. I'm going to fuck the first five girls who throw themselves at me, all right?
Well, technically, it's not so much about the first girl who throws herself at me. It's about the first girl who happens just to fall off her top bunk onto me. I'll fuck her.
Yeah, because it looks like he gets with Vassar.
Yep.
Get to know Gary, but I also kind of just want to, like, make out.
I don't like this, like, armpit hair forward shot of, like, Gary and Vassar making out.
Also, it's just never true on this show. This is exactly what happened last year, remember? Oh, I really thought, you know, Gary's fine, but I really just want to make out. Sydney. That's all Sydney. She wants. She just wants, she was just single. I just, like, want to be single. And then by the end, she's like, I mean, we all know. What did she say? She's like, yeah, like, I mean, come on, like, I'm definitely the catch in this situation.
I'm
like,
more of a cat. I'm much the biggest catch in this boat.
I'm smarter than her. I'm more educated than her. I'm richer than her, or whatever her thing was. So Sydney 2.0.
Look at the way Vassar has, like, positioned herself on top of Gary. It's like the Xenomorph from Alien. It's it's like definitely.
Ashley is smoking.
You're so young. You're so young.
No, you're the same age as
no,
me.
No, I'm a year older.
Oh, so your guy, Cornfed, he's into Vassar.
But Vassar's and he's a total Gary. Goober, of course. He's like, oh, I'm so into you. She's smoking.
Yeah. And a rare shot here of Gabriella not falling over. So good for her. Good on her, as they say.
A year older.
You are forgetting the f***ing lack of basic respect. You don't f*** somebody and f*** somebody else.
Daisy.
All of you are forgetting the basic rules of self-respect.
So we've got a lot of people making out here. I just want to rewind here so we can see. So we have Gary and someone.
We have Gabriella crawling.
Is that Gabriella?
Gary.
Is that, yes. Is that Gabriella?
Oh, I don't know. But the one before this was.
Was it? Hold on. Oh, wow. So we have Gabriella in there, unless we're mistaken.
That looks like oh, Daisy. Yeah. That one
before, there's talk.
Oh, he that, hooks up with Daisy.
That's what people are saying.
Oh, no.
We have, Daisy. Again, another armpit forward shot of Vassar making out with Gary. And there's Colin. Of course, there's Colin lurking in the background.
Colin, he is.
There he is, just like, can I join? And then, that's but funny. We also have your guy making out with Vassar.
Oh, yes. And he's like, here's my tongue. Like, putting tongue way too soon.
By the way, I think that other girl who you're like, it looks like Aisha's sister, she's going to be a bad deckhand. She's like, not in any of this. She's going to get fired. She's not
that girl is not going to just have sex with everybody to be on camera, I take it.
But there she is, though. There she is.
Well, yeah, is the pillow while Gary lays down and Vassar jumps him.
Vassar's right on top of him. And then Daisy's finishing her little speech.
Somebody else.
Oh, there it is. Daisy and Gary making out, and Gary drops the beer. Well, at least it's covered in the hot tub. I don't know how I feel about this.
You don't fuck somebody and then fuck somebody else. Then she's making out with them. Oh, no, no, no.
I'm going to say it's a truth or dare. I'm going to say truth or dare.
Really? I've heard that they're getting together this season. I think I blocked it out of my mind like a trauma.
I don't want that. I don't want that for you.
There's no one truth or dare. What do you mean truth or dare? There's nobody there.
Well, maybe they all fled after they realized like their terrible decision to dare these two to make out.
A truth or dare with ghosts. There's literally nobody else in this scene.
Oh, shit. I've got my head. He's taking the top of his skull.
Now, what happened here?
Oh, Marco. Yeah, Marco's not having an easy time. He probably got hit on the head with his goddamn KitchenAid. Look at him missing a chunk of his head. I told you.
You did. You warned. You warned Marco at the top of this trailer, and now look what's happened.
Now, what is this tattoo?
I'm trying to figure that. It looks like a, it's like a sailor.
Is it like Saturday Night Fever? He's got kind of bell bottoms and then a star over his head.
It's a little Tom of Finlandish.
Oh, there's not a big old dick, though.
True. It's
Marcos. But
it's definitely like a it's definitely like a shirtless sailor, though, right? Or am I just doing like a Rorschach?
It's a sailor. Yeah, it's a shirtless sailor with a star over his head. Hot.
Yeah, very hot. At least it's not mise en place. Do you want to know what's going on with his bloody head, though?
Oh my God. What is he, Danielle Staub? He's literally holding a piece of his... What is that, a skull?
Is that like scalp or something? I don't... Oh, or maybe it's like... Oh, maybe his hair got stuck to... No, it's not a piece of his skull. He probably bashed his head on something and then that thing broke off and his hair got stuck to it because of blood.
He's taking the top of his scalp off.
Oh my God.
Looks hot.
Then just good blood coming down his face. Yeah.
It's very like God of War, you know, PS2.
And he is leaning into the suspenders, which, you know, I mean, this guy makes some... Oh, no, those aren't suspenders. That's his apron. Sorry.
This is also a less hot angle. The other angle was like, look how hot he is. He's like just brooding through the blood. But now he's like, oh, he's about to die. Look at him.
But then also, what is this tattoo? This tattoo is like, what is it? Gmail? Was it like a...
I know. He took clip art. Now he's just doing clip art on the... What is that? It's such a stupid shape. It's
he's got a lot of so this guy needs a lot of love, because people with that, like that many tattoos, but they're placed all different places. I feel like they're just getting someone to ask them, what does that tattoo mean? I love Gmail, you know, or whatever it is.
It really does look like a web 2.0 icon.
Yeah.
They're gonna break.
Ugh. They're a mess this season. So then this thing is that the doors are flopping open and closed. So Gary tries to, they're all trying to close it, and someone closed the door on Gary's, Colin closed the door on Gary's finger. Because, but also, Gary, why were you putting your finger in the door that you're trying to close?
But so also, why do we still not have sliding doors that like automatically close? You know what I mean? It's a sailboat. Like, are you guys purposely doing this shit now? It's a sailboat.
Over this.
Or doorknobs. How about doorknobs? How about that?
Come over this, eh? I'm f***ing over this. The most important thing, especially for tonight, is just to be vigilant.
Wait a second. I got scared. Oh, so it's 5. We see it's 5:55 in the morning. The wind is blowing. We see Ashley making out with Cornfed in the captain's, like, in the wheelhouse. For a moment, I got scared. Did you get scared that it was like someone making out with Glenn? Because I got a little scared there. And that was
God. Well, they're making out, I guess, while one of them is, I guess, while he's on anchor watch, right?
Yeah.
And we hear the captain saying, all right, what we need now is we need to be vigilant. And then it's 5:50 in the morning. The boat's going crazy and two people are about to bone instead of watching the boat.
Gotta watch the boat.
The moment you think, should I get them up? Come and get us up.
I think we'll drag an anchor.
Oh God, did they break? Did they fucking crash the yacht again?
Is this another yacht crash?
I can't. They crashed the yacht again. Please tell me they didn't crash the yacht again.
Or is it just the hot tub cover that makes someone fall over? We don't really know yet.
But why are so many people awake at 5:55 in the morning?
We're sat in 2 meters of water. Are we going to run aground?
Oh, they ran aground. Are we going to run aground? No.
I think we'll drag an anchor. We're sat in 2 meters of water.
Gary,
Gary
comes running out like Tarzan. Wait, let's see.
Are we gonna run aground here?
You can lose the boat. It's about as serious as it gets.
We dragged anchor. I think we're stuck.
It just ends with Daisy going, like mouthing, "Hey fuck, hey fuck, hey." So oh they run aground.
This looks good.
And the moment we all wish we could have participated in, Marco slapping Gary on the head. Wow.
Oh my God, Giselle is in this season. Can't wait. Well, that looks good. Looks good to me.
Looks great. Everyone hurts themselves. It's fun.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a fun season of below deck sailing. No idea if we're going to cover it or not, really. Don't know our schedule yet. We'll see, though. Definitely be watching it.
Yeah, that's for sure. Thank you guys all for listening. We'll be back next week with another bonus episode, of course, and catch us on the main feed. And be sure to come to one of our shows because they're super fun. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye, everyone. Bye.